Hope you're enjoying the Rock and Soul Bunny Show. You've just heard 04 Heed the Warning by The Thames. And previous to that, Things Aren't the Same. Nobleman. Words by The Regents. Previous to that, El Paso Rocks. Bobby Fuller. And previous to that, Hey Lonely. Baby Washington from the album Baby Washington, the Sioux singles. Request lines are open at 516-654-4059. Call or text 516-654-4059.
On the ground, this train is heavy cause she weighs more than 2 million pounds. Yeah, train, train, don't go away, I can't come another day. She's driving and she's grinding in slow. My mates are running close behind. Our van is at the bridge below. Yeah, I'd like to run but no place to hide. While the iron is hot, and these are days engineers behind. There's another sack that's a lot. This is one hog I'll never find. Yeah, train, train, don't go away. Took your money, I can see. Century, I'll be dead before I'm old, unless someone sets me free. There is nothing like a thirst for freedom when you ain't got any more. Double Island, that's part cursed. You know, I should have thought of that before. Yeah, train, train, honestly, I'll give it back to just. We'll be right back.
Jabara, Jabara, say Jabara, 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 say Jabara. Captain Luke, cats don't ever purr. They know how, but not what fur.
Are you a star collector? Then stay tuned for Bubblegum OD, the only radio show with yellow moons, orange stars, pink hearts, and green four-leaf clovers.
Doing that thing. Yep.
Hello, my name's Jeffrey. I'd like you to introduce you to a group of young boys called Mud. I think they're very good. This is the first time I've ever done anything like
got, she's got the whole town lighting up dynamite. girls in my school wear brassieres anymore.
They and their parents are sinners, and they'll bring the wrath of the Lord on themselves for cavorting with the devil.
Take a look at yourself and then rock and roll with Brandy. We'll be right back.
special that's a coming on down the line, right on time. From your eyes I can tell you're not understanding how it's gonna help us at all. Something I don't wanna lose right now.
Welcome to Bubblegum OD After Dark. You like my Playboy Jazz style bed music here? This is A Taste of Honey done by the Artwoods. Some of you know the Artwoods, I think. You know your Ron Woods from the Faces and the Rolling Stones. Ron's older brother Artwood had an eponymous band. He was the singer, so you're not hearing him here. The Artwoods were a popular beat group in the 60s. However, they never went over as well as Art's brother's bands. Before A Taste of Honey, Mounds Candy Bar commercial. That was by Joey Levine, the voice of the Ohio Express and many other imaginary bands. Actually, I shouldn't say that about the Ohio Express. They weren't an imaginary band. There was an actual Ohio Express. But Joey also wrote that song, did a lot of advertising jingles in the 70s and beyond. Leo with Make Me from the LP Alpacas Orgling. I played Butterscotch with Constant Reminder. And I played Starry Eyes by The Records. I played the band Angel with Good Time Fanny. Organ Grinder's Monkey, that was a band called Frosty. I played Mud doing their song Dynamite, and I also played an intro by Mud. Starry Eyes reminds me of the star-bellied sneeches from one of my favorite Dr. Seuss books and TV specials. Do you remember that one? There were the sneeches and the star-bellied sneeches, and the star-bellied sneeches always overlorded over the sneeches with no stars upon theirs. They thought they were better, and the sneeches without the stars started to feel a little insecure. And all of a sudden, a P.T. Barnum-like character named Sylvester McMonkey McBean appeared with a star-making machine and proposed a solution for these sneeches without the stars. He agreed to put them on for a small fee. And so he popped them through the machine, and all of a sudden, they had stars on their bellies, and nobody could tell the difference. I'll get back to the music, and we can talk more about that story later. I found this next song on social media. I love to discover new music. I was just kind of scrolling through. I heard this and I said, I want to play that on my show. Contacted the band, said, can you send me an MP3? And then afterwards, I realized I knew a couple of people in the group. I was familiar with one of the members. And then another one was somebody I'd seen in a group out here in L.A. This is from The Vine, and the group is The Melons, M-E-L-L-O-N-S. We'll be right back.
Funny and sends shivers running through me from my head down to my feet.
Alias Ashen, l'enigmatico Wang Fu e la duchessa.
Disfruten de las aventuras del agente secreto Lancelot Lynn.
When I look all around, I can't believe the things I've found. Now I need to find my way. I must find me living in the land of the Lord. Living in the land of the Lord.
With the British bands here and the jazzy tunes, this is Wade in the Water by Graham Bond Organization. Before this, Wesley Ewer from Land of the Lost with I'm Lost. Thank you, Wesley. I played Lancelot Link and the Evolution Revolution, the theme song at least, from the TV show in Espanol, straight from somebody's TV, I guess, in Mexico. I played Mother May I, a song by the Chattanooga Cats, who had their own ABC block of programming, their own TV show, where they showcased other cartoons and live-action shows like Danger Island. All right, the Cellophane Mop with Slowly, Slowly, Quickly, Quickly, Slowly. Quit ordering me around, Cellophane Mop. I played Gary Lewis and the Playboys with Double Good Feeling. Family Tree with Keeping a Secret. As mentioned, I started that set out with the Melmans. And From the Vine. From the Vine is also the name of the Melmans' upcoming LP. That is a digital single, so you can listen to it. All the usual suspects. They are Salt Lake City-based, with the exception of Glenn Brigman, who's in the L.A. band Triptides. The song is a longtime staple in their set. They finally got a chance to record it. After the other Sneetches got their stars upon NARS, the original Starbilly Sneetches couldn't feel superior anymore. And that bothered them, because for some people, if you can't look down on somebody, their sense of well-being is based on that. But the man with the star-making machine, we could capitalize on it. So he starts advertising that he can remove the stars. So he charges double the price. Next thing you know, all the original Sneetches with the star bellies start running through that machine and removing their star bellies, because now it's cooler not to have a star, which throws these newer star belly Sneetches for a loop, because all this time they are coveting what they don't have, the stars. They have them now, and somehow they're in this position of not being cool again.
Look, kids, it's just about time for the Archie Dance of the Week. In just a few moments, the gang and I will show you another brand new groovy dance step that you can all watch and learn. So, don't go away.
That you're wrong, it's just that I'm right. I don't want to be tied down every day and every night. Now I've got an indication, I'll hold out against sensation. I know that if I really
this land of hopes and dreams, my love.
All that I hope,
where all I hope for, tis of thee.
All I hope for, tis of love, American style, truer than the red, white, and blue. Love, American style,
that's me and you.
I had a Manfred Mann instrumental peg for this spot here, but it didn't work out. I'm going to have to choose something else. The San Remo 4. They play at the San Remo Jazz Festival or something. Let's try this one. Boy, 504. Sounds pretty good, I think. It's 6.57 minutes, so we're not going to hear the whole thing. That'll work. All three of my cuts tonight, I believe, are from the Hammond Heroes collection. So that was that. Okay, let me tell you what else was in that set. I played Utopia with Feet Don't Fail Me Now. Adam Ant, one of my most popular songs on this show, Beat My Guest. Yodeling Adam Ant, Indication by the Zombies. I haven't played that one in a long time, and I love the Zombies so much. Ron Dante doing the Dance of the Week intro with a very, very fuzzy guitar opening. So in the third act of The Sneetches, Sylvester McMuckin McBean once again appeals to his original target audience, the Sneetches, who didn't have stars at the beginning of our story. He reminds them that he can remove their stars, too. Of course, the price goes up. At this point, we see Sneetches handing over wheelbarrows full of money and running through that machine willy-nilly. They enter with stars and exit without them and run back in and get more. They get stars, they remove stars, they get multiple stars. They get so many stars, at the end, they're all giddy, broke, and have no memory where they began. And this serves as a great equalizer. And the ultimate lesson is that the stars are meaningless. They're frivolous things. All Sneetches are the same underneath. The Sneetches is obviously a story about prejudice and social inequality. Stars Upon Thars was the original name of the Sneetches, and Dr. Seuss published it in 1961. However, I did not find that out until after I gave my episode that title today. One great mind and one minuscule mind think alike. In the future, meaning in 2 minutes, Richard Wigg will be here to host the Wig Out. So stay tuned. Following Richard, we have Harry Parmenter with the Fun House. Lots of fun left here tonight on Swingin' Sundays. Hey, this is Becky, and I am concluding this week's edition of Bubblegum OD. Thanks for joining me, and I hope to see you here next week. Meow. We'll be right back.
dance with silver moon steps on the love couch of the sand. I will sing and play a fairy reel upon the swan and lute, a tale of silver sandals, of an elf who loved to fish, for the twinkles in the evening waves with an oaken dish. As you skip and spin and reel, can you loose thy velvet band and send thy mane a tossing to the kissing of the moon? Bid me enter, thine eyes will open, love, to the allness of the smallness and the starry sky above. Thy velvet band and send thy maid a tossing to the kissing of the moon. And as you bid me enter, thine eyes will open, love, to the allness of the smallness and the starry sky above.
This week's Wig Out with the BFTG Classic, the travel agency from Chicago, Jailbait, an early life lesson for a lot of us there, baby. That is on the Zordan label. All right. Welcome to the Wig Out. I'm Richard Wig. I'm going to be blasting out the blastals here from the Bucker Studio at the Wigwam. Give me an all right. All right. Yes, middle hour, swinging Sunday. Becky gets things started with Bubblegum OD at 7 p.m. Eastern. And then here we are from the 8 to 9 o'clock hour, wigging out and flipping out at the Wig Out, baby. And then at 9, in an hour's time. In an hour's time, be patient. At 9, Harry takes over. Harry Parmenter takes over with the Funhouse. Close out the weekend in style. Yes. Jailbait by the Travel Agency is a little bit on the lo-fi side. Let's go a little bit to the higher-fi side. Is that a word? Higher-fi? Well, here we go. Here's the Blues Magoos, one by one.